Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for yet another episode of
Billy
to the
Max.
My name is Glenn, and I am one of your hosts, and I'm joined by my wonderful son,
Max.
How are you doing this Monday evening?
Pretty good.
You're doing pretty good?
Yeah.
Awesome, my man. What are we going to be talking about later on in this episode? What is our main feature?
Five Nights at Freddy's AR.
Five Nights at Freddy's AR. And what did you think about that?
It was pretty cool, but just so you guys know, if you didn't see the last episode, Five Nights at Freddy's, be sure to go and check it out.
Oh, definitely. We did an episode where we talked about Five Nights at Freddy's, but in this one, we're going to be talking about the AR. Do you know what AR stands for? It stands for augmented reality.
Yeah,
you've played Pokemon Go before, right?
Yeah, we've played.
Yeah, it's kind of like
that. Where you like hit that button and you see the house and the Pokemon appears?
There's actually an AR button in Pokemon Go where when you hit the button, it uses your camera to be able to show whatever it is that you're looking at, and then it puts the characters, or in that case, the Pokemon, on top of it. And that's what happens in Five Nights at Freddy's AR, and we will talk about that right after we get through a few segments. Max, are you ready?
Yeah, boo.
Yeah, he says. The first thing that we're going to be doing is I Scream, You Stream. And we have a wheel here to spin, and I got three different trailers all set up. What do we got?
We got Scaredy Cats, Ghostbumps, and Ivy and Bean.
Scaredy Cats, Goosebumps, and Ivy and Bean. Go ahead and give that mouse a click right on the wheel. And let's see what we got. It's going.
We're getting Ivy.
Oh, it's so close. It's going to be Ivy and Bean.
It's an inch away from it.
It's like, yeah, it's so close. It was almost Scaredy Cats, and I really kind of wanted it to be Scaredy Cats because Scaredy Cats looked good. Maybe you and I will check that one out another time. But Ivy and Bean, let's go ahead and take a look.
I want to get home and dig the pit before it's too late.
Why don't you ask the new girl? She seems nice.
Nice is boring. She wears headbands.
The girl across the street, she seems nice.
Bean?
When you want to join them, make a new friend?
She just runs around and makes noise.
If Mrs. Chance calls, it was an accident.
You're gonna face serious consequences.
I'm running away.
Follow me.
Hang on. Are you some kind of witch?
Yes! Yes! Invisibility is mine!
A witch in training.
Bean never came in. She ran away from home. Could you go find her, please?
Let's do the spell on Nancy. She deserves it for being such a boogerhead.
Just need worms.
Worms? No problem.
There are 12 houses and Pancake Court, and I have discovered a secret passageway through all of them.
Ow.
Bean!
Mom wants you in here now.
We have to get the worms for the spell before Nancy sees us.
Wow.
This is who we are.
And you can make through them.
Run! Out of my yard!
When did you two start playing?
We're not playing, we're on a mission.
Is that a magic wand?
It is your doom.
See you tomorrow. And the day after that. And the day after that.
That was the trailer for Ivy and Bean. It is over on Netflix. Max, what do you think about Ivy and Bean?
It looks pretty good.
It looks pretty neat, right? What would you do if we had a secret passage that went through all the different houses in our neighborhood?
I would just go to the Walnut Factory house and ask them whether they're open because they live right behind us.
There is. Our neighbors do own a local water ice place. So That does make sense.
I'm just going to jump over the fence and be like, why are you guys opening?
Hopefully they're going to be opening soon. Let us know over on Twitter what your favorite summertime snack treat is at Scary to the Max.
Pelican snowballs.
Pelican snowballs. Yeah, I know. I do appreciate a good snow cone. Yeah, pretty good. I mean, milkshake has been good recently, too. But if you want to check out the trailer for Ivy and Bean, go ahead and look in the show notes and you'll be able to see it. It looks pretty good. It's part of Netflix. They have a whole Netflix after school series and they all look really cool. But Ivy and Bean definitely looks pretty neat. And now, Max, it is time for one of your favorite segments. What is it called?
Shop Smart.
Shop Smart. Now let's take a look. As always, you don't get to see these toys in advance. I look them up and then I surprise you. Are you ready for the first one?
Yay.
All right. The first one here has a crazy name.
Is this Man in the Window?
No.
Oh, Simon Head.
Yeah, so maybe you can tell me what these are because I don't really know.
I think that's something from Siren Head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really know what Siren Head is.
Yeah. But I don't know what it is either.
I did recognize, like, the character looked familiar. Now, maybe it's something from Roblox. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But these are the XEJJ Monster Head Toys Monster Figure Set. And you get four of them. And one of them is like a skeleton with a stoplight.
Oh.
And then the other one, I think that might be Siren Head.
No, that's not Siren Head. That's something from Siren Head. That's something.
Something else. And then there's this eyeball skeleton with an eyeball head. And then there's this other one that kind of looks like French fries. But it's weird, though, because if you squeeze them, they all light up. And the reviews on this are actually really good.
Let me see. What?
I mean, people seem to really like them. So if you know what these are, if you look at these in the show notes and you know these characters,
please
let us know.
Comment.
Yeah, because we really need to figure it out.
On YouTube, I'm a YouTube channel. I'm just telling somebody to comment a random letter because they want to get some comments.
You definitely make sure you will see our link to our YouTube in the show notes as well. And you can give us a follow there so you can listen to us on all types of different services. And you can now even listen on YouTube, which is actually just youtube.com/scarytothemax. So real easy to find. Definitely.
And on Google, why are we the only this?
This is the Shock Roulette game. It is an electric finger lie detector test is what it says. But that's not really what it is. But it is a Shock Roulette game.
What does it do?
So what you do is you put your finger in here, right? And you put your finger in here with up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people, right? And then you hit start. And what happens is these lights flash and it goes all the way around for a certain amount of time. And then it stops and whoever it stops on gets a shock.
I'm not going to get that.
Don't think
no,
so.
No, and
huh?
I don't want to get tased either.
No. Well, it's not quite. This is more like, you know that other toy that you got from the Shore?
Jogging car keys.
What is it? Oh, it's the car keys thing?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that toy that you have from the Shore. It's like that. But in this one, you know it's coming. So it's kind of interesting.
I don't want to do this. I will not buy it.
No, it is only $13.68.
But I may buy a taser to tase you.
No, we're not tasing.
I know. I want to tase you.
And then lastly here is going to be the Lego Monsters Series 14 minifigures. This is a set of 16 monster Lego minifigures. And these are all like official Lego figures. So that means you're going to be paying some money. How much is that?
What? $129.48
for 14 of these figures. And there are some cool ones. It looks like you've got like a lizard, you've got a zombie cheerleader, a zombie pirate, you have a
gargoyle.
Thank you so much. I was like, what is that called? Gargoyle.
Give me money, please.
No, you give me some money.
You give me what?
We got Frankenstein. Look at the witch with the cat. That's pretty cool. A zombie businessman. I like this spider creepy lady.
Spider queen, I think.
Spider queen. I like the ghost with the chains. The werewolf is cool. The fly, the skeleton, the ghost. They're really, really, the mad scientist. They're all really cool. It's just they're all expensive. But they look awesome. And you can buy some of these separately, but separately they're like way more money. The werewolf is $17. So like if you want them, you got to make sure that you probably buy them all. And that is going to wrap it up for Shop Smart. But before we finish that up, Max, which one of these was your favorite toy, do you think? Would you rather have the set of the Lego monsters, the Shock Roulette game, or the four monster figure set? You know, there's actually, which is kind of crazy, there's an 8-piece version of it that comes with more characters. They don't light up. The 8-piece does not light up, but the 8-piece is $11.88. So if you don't need the light up, you can get double the figures for almost half the money. That's a pretty good deal. What do you think?
Yeah, but they don't light up.
That's true. You're right. They don't light up, and they are slightly different. So take a peek at them. Let us know what you think. And now it is time for our main feature, and we're going to be talking all about, what is it?
Five Nights at Freddy's
AR. Why don't we go ahead and take a look at the official trailer? Yay. What do you say?
Yeah.
That's right. With the Fazbear Funtime service, you'll never be alone again. It's guaranteed. With our exclusive animatronics, you'll always have someone watching your back. They'll provide you with hours of fun, entertainment, and companionship. You can't hide from a future of fun. Our special delivery will make you jump from excitement. Subscribe today. Don't miss this opportunity. And remember, we're always watching out for you. Yo, that trailer is scary.
We just got jump scared.
That trailer is no joke. And you know what? I guess it makes sense because I personally think Five Nights at Freddy's AR is no joke. I think this game is scary. What about you?
It's scarier than the man in the window.
Yes.
What the?
Yeah, I think this game is pretty scary. What's weird about this is here at the trailer, the game is rated E for everyone 10 and up. Which makes sense because there's nothing crazy in it. It's just a lot of jump scares. But why don't you tell the people out there, Max, what Five Nights at Freddy's AR is?
So you get like a shocking device and the monsters come in and you have to shock them and survive before the monsters kill you.
Yeah, pretty much the monsters are on the attack and you are armed with, what do you think it is?
Shocking device.
A shocking device, yeah. Maybe even like a taser, really.
It's not a taser. It does look like a taser.
Okay, I guess you're right. You don't really see it. But you're there to shock the monsters. Now, normally, in Five Nights at Freddy's, you don't really want the monsters to get close to you, right?
Yeah.
But in this one, you kind of have to have them get close to you because you have to shock them until what happens?
They die.
Until they die, yeah. Or they run out of health. I'm sure they don't really die, but...
Yeah. They could kind of die if you just flamethrowed
You do get to defeat them. I guess you're correct there. But this is Five Nights at Freddy's augmented reality. So you have to enable your camera so it can be used. And then you kind of get like a little bit of like a radar, and you have to like walk around your house in order to find all of these Five Nights at Freddy's characters. And there is really like the jump scare. That's like the whole big part of the game, is that it takes place like, you know, in your house or really wherever you play it. I thought it was creepy. There's a lot of different like horror games that use AR, and they always creep me out.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Could you play it in Chuck E. Cheese?
Could you
have the volume off?
You could probably play it in Chuck E. Cheese. You could play it with like AirPods or headphones in, and no one would really know that you were playing it. That's actually a pretty interesting idea, because Five Nights at Freddy's kind of takes place where?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, or a restaurant like Chuck E. Cheese. So, yeah, you could really play this anywhere. You just need to be able to turn on the camera in order to play it. But you've played Five Nights at Freddy's, and you've played Five Nights at Freddy's in AR. And we've played Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach. Which one of these games is your favorite?
I would have to say Security Breach.
Security Breach is a little bit more of like a modern type game. And yeah. What do you think about this Five Nights at Freddy's AR? Do you like this? Because it's not a normal Five Nights at Freddy's game.
It was pretty good, though.
It was pretty good. What do you like more about Five Nights at Freddy's AR?
Well, it's more of like a funner game than just checking cameras every second.
You feel like there's more things to do in Five Nights at Freddy's AR?
Yeah.
Than just regular Five Nights at Freddy's, where you have to check the cameras and like lock the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. What do you think about it taking place like in your house?
It's kind of crazy.
It's kind of crazy. In a good way or like a bad way?
I don't know.
Not sure. It is scarier, though, I think. I think Five Nights at Freddy's AR is the scariest of all the Five Nights at Freddy's games. What do you think?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Which one do you think is scarier?
FNAF 4.
Oh, well, I mean, we haven't even played FNAF 4.
I know, but they're a nightmare.
Oh.
But they all have sharp teeth.
All right, that's fine. So you think the characters in Five Nights at Freddy's 4 are scarier?
Yeah, and the jump scares probably.
I guess that makes sense.
Because I watch the jump scares.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're pretty scary.
Yeah, they're pretty scary.
Nightmare Chicas is probably the scariest I saw.
Oof. Yeah. Well, then I'm curious if like how many of those characters might be in Five Nights at Freddy's AR, because we've seen a few of them, and you have to battle different ones each level.
Yeah.
But it is pretty scary.
The only one I really see is the Bear Reynolds.
The which one?
Bear Reynolds.
Bear Reynolds?
Eno.
Eno.
They're what's inside of the animatronics.
Oh, the yes. Bear, is it Bear Innards?
Eno.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I haven't seen that one yet. But they're definitely creepy.
That's because you never see it.
That's even creepier.
Well, but you actually can see it. If you look closely on the main screen of Five Nights at Freddy's, if you look at Freddy closely, he flashes into a bear and no.
Oh, like when the like light goes on?
No, in the main screen of FNAF 1.
Oh.
He turns into a bear and no one. If you look at him closely on the main screen, he just turns into a bear animal.
And you can see all his, like, animatronics, right?
No, only his inside.
Oh, okay. But, like, his, like, robot-type parts?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought. But, yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's AR, definitely creepy. Do you recommend that people play this? Should they download this game? It is free.
Yes.
Do you think they should?
I don't know.
Not sure.
If you're less old than 6, I do not really recommend it.
And now you are, right as of right now, 6. You are 6. Do you recommend this for other 6-year-olds, or is it too scary?
Probably. If you can survive FNAF 4, you're probably going to survive this.
Well, I hope you'll survive it either way. Now, we've already talked about this game being scary. But is it scary to the max?
No.
No? This game's not scary?
It's scary, but it... No.
But it's not...
That scary.
It's not... Oh, all right. Sorry. Listen, the trailer that we watched definitely makes it look scary.
What was intense about it?
I think them just like walking around the house, like in the trailer, they make it look like really real. And I think that's the scariest part of the game. For me, the scariest part of this game isn't the jump scares. It's waiting for the jump scares. They call that suspense, when you're just like waiting for it to happen. When the jump scare actually happens, I don't think it's that scary. And I think some of the characters look kind of cool. But it's the waiting for the jump scare. And then you're waiting and waiting, and then all of a sudden, boom! There's a jump scare like that. Did I get you?
Yes, don't do that to me.
I had to get you a little bit.
You didn't.
Oh, I had to. All right, guys, if you have played Five Nights at Freddy's AR, let us know what you think about it over on Twitter at ScaryToTheMax. Leave a comment over on the YouTube video of this episode, and we will see you next time here on Scary
to the Max.